Okay, let's do a little Chazara, please. We learned about the Gemara says in El Chavov about sleeping both inside the sukkah and sleeping outside the sukkah of Shina Sarai. And within that, the Gemara then talked about sleeping with tefillin on. We said it's about sleeping and tefillin on. And within that, we learned the Gemara in Yuma, if you remember. And we talked about a question, which is, we started off with the shear of why it's not a problem of sleeping with tefillin on, of what? What's the halakhic concept called? Hesach Hadas. Why is it not Hesach Hadas? What is Hesach Hadas? Where do we learn, Mr. Drazen, where do we learn that you have a chiyuv, that there's an Isser Hesach Hadas by tefillin? Before we define Hesach Hadas, where do we learn that it's from? From the tzitz. What is the tzitz, Mr. Barrett? The thing. What is the thing?
The headband of the
Kohen Gadol. Where? What did it write, Mr. Foreman? What did it write on the headband? What two words?
On the headband? Or
yes, this is a pasuk in Parshas Tetzav. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say, Mr. Schmidt? Kodesh Lasher. And therefore, the Gemara Yuma Daf Zayin Amud Beis Ches says what? Mr. Kirsch, what does it say?
Kal v'chomer.
Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer?
What?
What do we learn? What's the Kal v'chomer? It should be dead serious. What's the Kal v'chomer?
People start laughing.
I'm laughing. Go, what's the Kal v'chomer?
Since by the tzitz, it says Hashem the thing one time, and we require to have Hesach Hadas. Not to have
good.
Two, by
tefillin
where it has Hashem's name a bunch of times, we would require
you not to have Hashem's name. Good. Now, did we had said over there, because there's the word tamid that is used in Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's tamid when it's all, is it working for the kapara, which we had seen the pasuk over there, machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we learned that there's an isser of Hesach Hadas, and therefore, who asked the question? Who asked the question? Good. The Rosh says, and the Ritva, right? The Rosh asked the question, where the Rosh in Maseches Brachos, that said what, Mr. Abi?
He said, if I can't have a Hesach Hadas, then how can I possibly say that there's any that I can sleep in
Arai? How can I even sleep Arai? Obviously, we didn't define Arai now, but we know it's the anti-keva, whether Arai is Kidei Hiluch Mea Amo we talked about. How can you do that? That was his question. What was his assumption if it was a question of Hesach Hadas then? What's he assuming, Mr. Abi?
Hesach Hadas is always thinking
about it. Well, it's the anti, right? The assumption is, if I'm sleeping, what am I not doing? I'm not thinking about the tefillin, so how can I do that? His assumption in the question is that you actually always have to be thinking on the tefillin when it's on you. When it's on you. Therefore, when you're sleeping, you're not doing that. You're not achieving that chiyuv. Therefore, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who quotes the Rambam, but we had said that that's a Talmud Sofer. And he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, let me tell you what Hesach Hadas is. And this is a new definition of Hesach Hadas. Mr. Saffron, what was Rabbeinu Yonah's definition of Hesach Hadas? Anything that leads to Kavod Rosh. Okay? Why is that you're using your thumb? Why are you using your thumb then? Because when he uses the language, does he actually say what you just said? No. If you read it inside, what was his actually formulation?
That it would take you away from the simple.
Oh, hold on. That's somebody else. That's not Rabbeinu Yonah. He just says, you know what Hesach Hadas is? When you're omeid b'kalut rosh. That was his language. Why is that important that I say that? Number one is hopefully you reread it inside. And you didn't just say, okay, that he's alluding to it. Because that's already using our thumb. The reason why we have to use our thumb, why is that? Why not just say what I just said? Why not say that the Hesach Hadas, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is Kalut Rosh, and therefore it would be a very clear nafkamina. It's whether I actually have to think about what? The tefillin all the time. The assumption of the Rosh's question, and who's the opinion that says you need to think about the tefillin all the time? The Rambam. Versus Rabbeinu Yonah. If you take it literally what he says, which is what? You're being omit Kalut Rosh. What would be a clear nafkamina then between those two? And in work, we had said, the Rosh talks about going to work with your tefillin. We're there, I'm not doing Kalut Rosh, I'm working! Not thinking about the Yankees, right? I'm working! So that would be a clear nafkamina. What's the problem with that? What led Mr. Saffron? What led us to be able to say that that's not really what the Rabbeinu Yonah says? Yes, Mr. Sammy?
We thought
Maybe the Ritva. What about the Ritva? Not 100% the Ritva.
Anything that leads to
color. Does it say that inside? The Ritva doesn't say that. The Ritva, if anything, if you remember, the Ritva we had a nice. The Ritva we had talked about that he says the words Dvarim Betalim and Dvarim Shachol. And we had said that the footnote in the Mosar Rav Kook rendition says that he's exactly like the Rabbeinu Yonah also. We had said for sure in principle he agrees to the Rabbeinu Yonah approach that you don't need to be thinking every single second. The question is there a nikudah of machloket of the Dvarim Shel Machol versus the work? That was up for a discussion. But he definitely does not say that it's only leading to Kalat Rosh. Who said that and what forced us to? Yes. The Shagas Aryeh, Rav Aryeh in Ginsburg, who wrote many very important Svarim, is a very important Achron. One of the things, please God, before tomorrow, I was supposed to afford a copy of you a month from now, and I told Rav Chizi, wasn't feeling well this morning, we have a chart for you of all the different Rishonim. Okay? And please God, still today, we'll still hopefully try to do that for you. But we also went through a lot of Rishonim, we also went through some Achronim. The Shagas Aryeh is a very important Achron. What else did the Shagas Aryeh write besides the Shagas Aryeh? Very important sefer called the Turi Eben. Turi Eben, especially if people want to learn Maseches Chagiga, learn Maseches Megillah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, he's a very, very important achron that it does. So the Shagas Aryeh comes and asks a bomb question, many bomb questions on Rabbeinu Yonah. One of them is about who? An Avel. What about the Avel? Is it open and shut? Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Alter. What is the open and shut halacha about the Avel? What? What does he say? Read it inside for me. Anybody have the Aruch HaShulchan? We quoted the Shagas Aryeh. What is the halacha? The Avel has to what? Anybody have it in front of them? Go ahead, Mr. A.B. Reed. Please. Hold on. Let's first read what the Shulchan Aruch says in your day. What is it? Shin Peichas? Was that what it is? Shin. Where was it? The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Shagas Aryeh. And he's in Tzimel Chav Chet, but he quotes the in Yoredeya, the open and shut Shulchan Aruch about an Avel.
I have it. It's in this paragraph.
What does it say? I asked for the actual simon. Why can't anybody tell me what the simon is?
Yeah.
What's the simon in Yoredeya? In Yoredeya.
Oh, Shin
Pei Chet. I think that's what I said. Okay. Shin Pei Chet. Some people will do Chazar here and work hard. That's what we got to do. Couple lines in. Shin Pei Chet. I know you're doing. You're telling me afterwards. I want you to tell me what the Shulchan Aruch says.
The Shulchan Aruch actually says.
Everybody knows the Shulchan Aruch. I assume. Never assume, Kaplan. Never assume. But I assume that everyone knows the four chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Holzer, tell me one chalak.
In general.
Yeah, there's four chalakim. Tell me one of them. The Orach. Chaim is one of them. The daily laws. What's the Yoredeya? What's the Yoredeya? What? Incorrect. What's your idea? Your idea has what?
Marriage.
What's the point of your idea? No, not marriage.
Yes.
This is why you never assume. And this is why you get your money back from all your high schools. What does your idea mean? What does your idea mean? Your idea means, literally means to teach knowledge. But what's in your idea? Isser v'hetter. There's also Hilchos Kvona Torah. There's also Hilchos Nida, because it's the halachos of what's Aser and Mutter. Kashrus, Nida, Kibbut Abbeim, Tol Yoredeya, Hilchos Abelos. Okay, that's Yoredeya. It's very important to know these things. Okay, it's good. The good. Who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? We did already. Rabbi Yosef Karo. Very nice. So Yoredeya we did. What's the other two? Choshen Mishma. What's in Choshen Mishma, Mr. Zach?
That's marriage.
No. Let's go to Mishpat. Business. You think you go to business, you don't have to do it. There's a whole big fat Shulchan Aruch that you have to make sure to learn Choshen Mishpat. Hopefully, after you go, you spend some time in Yeshiva, you're going to have a Chavrusa in Choshen Mishpat to be able to learn through the Gemaras in Bav Metzia for those people doing Daf Yomi now, and to be able to learn the Torah. And the Beis Yosef, and to know Hilchos Ribbis, and to know how not to cheat people for business. It's very important. What's the last one? Ebenezer. What's an Ebenezer, Mr. Jordan?
He's the daily
wife. What's Ebenezer? Women. Ebenezer. Women, I What?
What was your sign?
What was the 0-10? Okay, that's why you never assume. That's why you never assume. So in Yoda Day, that's why, I hope everyone knows that now. Hello, everyone knows that? We've gone through the Shulchan Aruch. We know who the Torah is. We now know who the Shagat Ari is. And he wrote the Torah Yevet. The Aruch HaShulchan is Rabbi Shmuel Mechel Epstein. The father and son with Borah Baruch HaLevi Epstein from the Torah Tzmima. For those people that have thought of writing good Divrei Torah, I've given a lot of personal tutorials to help people. If you don't know, please, I'm happy to hear. Happy to help. Guidance to Amy. What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Yerodea? In Shin Pei Ches.
He asked if Pesach Adar is called
Yeah.
Then how can you possibly say Avdol is exempt from Tefillah if he's basically the furthest away from Kavod?
Oh, it says that the Avdol has to what? What we had said is to be Miyate Daite. We have to make sure that he, as we say, has the right frame of mind. And the reason we're afraid of is what of Pesach Hadas. If you say Pesach Hadas is what? Kalos Rosh. Well, how can you even have that Havamina? And the answer is not as pleasing either, but it's at least better that he said, therefore you have to take the Rabbeinu Yonah and take it more loosely. And we had it on the board right over here, if you remember correctly. We had said, don't take it literally the Kalot Rosh, but maybe it's what? It's thoughts. And that's what Mr. Saffron had said, it's thoughts that are leading to Kalot Rosh. Yes, Hank?
But couldn't you just say the Shem
Ben-Meir? The who, what?
You don't even need this whole story. You just say that the Gemara says Shem Ben-Meir.
That's also true. That's the reason why the Avel. Hold on one second. That's the reason why the Avel what?
Doesn't work too.
That's how you're supposed to
say. The Avel.
That's
also true. Right.
It's
true. It's also true. Good. So now, within that, so that's where we had Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah's definition of Hesach Hadas, we said, is things, thoughts that are leading to Kalot Rosh. The Rambam, we said, is the opinion that says that you need to what? To be thinking about the tefillin. Give me some proofs, both sides. We had some Gemaras. Tell me some Gemaras. How Rabbeinu Yonah learned, how the Rambam learned Gemaras. Let's start with Ula today, because that's a little with in base medrash below Chish. Ula, in Brachas, that Yud Dalet Amud Beis, said what statement? Mr. Aviv. What did Ula say? What did Ula say? Hey, Tanari, get ready, you're on deck. Go ahead. Amar Ula, go ahead. What did he say?
But he said that he should only do...
What is the language in Hebrew, please? You're an Israeli. Kol HaKorei. Yeah. Believe. Good. Ki'ilu. Made Eidu Sheker. No. The Atzma. That's Ula's statement. Anybody who reads Kriyat Shema without tefillin on, it's as if you have what? You have testified falsely to Asmo, against yourself. We saw a major machlokas Rishonim and what that means. First of all, what do we ask the question, Mr. Eitan Arya? What are the two ways to understand the, I know, I'm looking at you, but I don't know what Eitan Arya. What are the two ways? We're getting everybody. Skidelsky, you better get ready. Right? What does Eitan Arya say? Eitan, what are the two ways to understand it? Eitan, two ways to understand it. Good. Is it an issue of tefillin? Is this din a din in tefillin? Or is it a din in Kriyat Shema? What does Rashi say, Mr. Skidelsky? What does Rashi say? Everyone look at the Gemara and Brachas. What does Rashi say? How did Rashi understand he made it ba'atzmo? Good. What does ba'atzmo mean, Mr. Jerazin? It's against Hashem. So how does the word ba'atzmo, what does that mean? Ba'atzmo is a certain figurative sense, what we would call a euphemism. It's the idea of what? It's talking about Hashem. And therefore, how is that din in Kriyat Shema? Because God told you to do something, you're testifying against it. So it's a din in Kriyat Shema. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says it didn't go? Rabbeinu Yonah also says it didn't Kriyat Shema. How is it it didn't Kriyat Shema? We saw two opinions. We saw two opinions. One was Ula, and the other one was Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. What did Rabbi Yochanan say?
Yeah.
Mr. Siegel, Ki'ilu.
That you're bringing
Hebrew, my man, Hebrew. Yeah. You went to TABC. Ki'ilu, Ki'kri. I'm on a roll today. Kihilu, he creeped. This is what happens when you don't feel well and you don't get any sleep.
Without the
he creeped. Hola. Hello, Mincha. So we have a machlokes ula and Rabbi Yochanan. We ask, just like in any good analysis, what is the nature of the machlokes of these two opinions? Come to Rabbi Yonah and says, they're not fundamentally arguing about what the nature of this din is. The nature of this din is a din, Mr. Abraham, and in? Kriyachma. What do they argue? What do they argue? If you don't do chazara, bugs, then you're not going to manage to be Kona Torah. You have to what? What are the two dins? Ula. Says what, Mr. Siegel?
I still don't know in Hebrew, but I'm going to call it that stuff.
That's the Rav Yochanan. What did Ula say?
Are you Ula? Ula said, and
therefore what? Are you Yotze, your Mitzvah Kriya Shema?
No.
The first opinion Ula says, you're Yotze, Mitzvah Kriya Shema, despite you being over an Aveir. Comes Rav Yochanan, Mr. Safran, and says what? You're not even Yotze, the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yonah sees this Gemara and says it's a din in Kriyat Shema. And Rabbi Yonah continued and explained what is the relationship. Okay, it's very nice you say the word, but what was the deeper understanding that when I say Kriyat Shema without tefillin, there's either you're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema or Chaser the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. What's the relationship between tefillin and Kriyat Shema, Mr. Foreman? What do you say? But how does tefillin help me with that? How does tefillin help me with that? He says, by not having tefillin, there is... So you're saying that's Rashi. That's what Rashi said. It's as if you're testifying falsely about God. But Rabbi Yonah said differently. What did Rabbi Yonah say about the tefillin? What's the function of tefillin? Oh, tefillin, part of it is what... Remember we had talked about the senses? We had talked about the senses last night, but we also talked about Rabbi Yonah. We said that what happens, we have two parts of tefillin, Mr. Kirsch, where are the two parts of tefillin? Number one is on your arm, and the other one is on your head. And Rabbi Yonah, we have quoted the Shita of the Prisha. The Prisha is a commentary on the Torah that said what? The whole point of tefillin is to subjugate your senses. And therefore, this is the idea of what? The touching, the physical, versus all the different senses in your mind. The idea, according to Rabbi Yonah, the chisaron in Kabbalah Dom HaKucham without tefillin, because the whole point of tefillin is to make us what? Within our senses, to be mishuabah, to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was all Rabbi Yonah. What does the Rambam say about that Gemara? Mr. Sammy. How do you know if it did it tefillin? That's very nice that you spit that out. How do you know that? Quiet. How do you know that? You're right. Well, hold on. Yeah. What do you have? Holzer, how do you know that the Rambam said it's a din in tefillin?
Says that it's done to humble front of God and he's trying to...
It's very nice. Well, very nice. Okay, that's true. He says that. But how do I know that a Kohakore Kriyat Shema believed tefillin, kiyum made a Yishrei Brasmol, is that din in Kriyat Shema? Mr. Eitan Isser, how do we know that it's a din in tefillin and not a din in Kriyat Shema? You've been quiet today. We don't like your quiet. This is Gadelski. How do you know it's a din in tefillin? Everybody, I gave people a review sheet. I wrote this out, Berachel B'Tzach Ben, 6 pages. It was a review. And I'm going to continue writing. Because we care about Torah, if we have to continue writing about it. Schmidt, how do I know that it's a din in tefillin? Come, he puts it in location, location, location. Where did he put it? He put it in Hilchos Tefillin. He didn't put it in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. One of the things we've learned, this is to understand where the address is put. He put it in Hilchos Tefillin. Very nice. We talk about another Gemara. Yes.
I'll just ask you.
Not now. Let's keep going and then you'll ask. Okay? I have 10 more minutes. You have to let me keep going.
Yeah.
Write it down. They don't forget. We're having a good time. Now, we saw a different Gemara. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed, Abaye and Rava. What's the case of Abaye and Rava, Mr. Panich?
Abaye is like all happy and
saying
happy.
Abaye is being all jokester. In front of Rava. Rava says what? How can you? Why not? We're allowed to be happy. Jordan Panic is going to tell me. Yeah, what do you got? Yeah, how do you know? Right? The Pasuk says, Vigilu Birada, because that's the context of the Mishnah there. That Ein Omdin Lit Palel, Elamitov Kobin Rosh. Okay? So he says, how can you do that? It's what? Gilu Birada. Where is your Gilu? Where is your Rada? What does Abaye answer him?
Tefillah.
So we ask, what does this mean? And this is where we'll start. Continue starting connecting the dots. How did Rabbi Yonah explain this, Mr. Drazen? How did Rabbi Yonah explain this, Gemara? Simchas Mitzvah. Explain to me. What does it mean, Simchas Mitzvah?
You have to be in Simchor during this and in Europe.
Meaning, what is his philosophy on life? Rabbi Yonah has a certain philosophy about Simcha on life. What did he say? Why? What forced him to do this? There are two things that forced Rabbi Yonah into that interpretation. Number one is, am I allowed to be b'simcha chutz b'simcha mitzvah? No, he says. It's Asur, he had sent me in a whole thesis, which I asked you to read there. If you don't remember it, go look it up in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechet Brachot. It's very well worth reading. He says it's Asur to be sameach unless you are b'simcha mitzvah. That's A. B, he says that what is Abaye doing? What's Abaye's answer doing? Is it something about tefillin that it's this unbelievable mitzvah?
No.
What was he saying?
You sick, surrounded,
why was he not able to wear tefillin beforehand? You need a goof nucky. So he's saying, don't worry about it. Listen to this. He's saying, don't worry about it. I am being sameach, what? A simchas mitzvah. What's a simchas mitzvah? A simchas mitzvah is I wasn't able to perform the mitzvah of tefillin properly because I didn't put it on because of goof nucky. So according to Rabbi Yonah, first of all, is tefillin this super mitzvah? No, it's a very important mitzvah, but it's nothing. This super mitzvah. A. B. We see his philosophy on simcha. Number three, when we talked about gilu bira'ada, what was he saying at this point? Which part is he focusing on? The gilu. Don't worry, I am fulfilling the gilu properly. Don't think that I'm not. Comes the Rambam. We'll see this gemara. And how does the Rambam understand this? Mr. Saffron, how does the Rambam understand this Gemara? Yeah.
Obviously, having the
oh, comes the Rambam and says that when you put tefillin on, you're already immediately what? Yarei, you're an anav. And we had said that the Rambam, as opposed to Rabbi Yonah, looks at the Ula, not only this location, like we had said beforehand. Is the wrong child. But he said that's what. How does it happen that it's the super mitzvah according to the Rambam? How does it happen that when you put your tefillin on, you become this yorei, shamayim and anav, and you don't have kalut rosh? He says number one is you say shema. Shema is a din in how to achieve this very elevated status of tefillin. Number two, according to the Rambam, it's not as much as a kiyum and a gilu. But Abaye is saying to Rabbah that what? I'm part of the Rada, don't worry about it, I have tefillin on. I'm in the right set of mind. We had talked about possibly the Machloket also, about Mishmush, where the Gemara in Yuma had said, Chayav Adam L'mashmesh, B'chol Sha'ah V'Sha'ah. And we talked about maybe how to read that, and we saw it in the Shulchan Aruch, where they didn't have the word B'chol Sha'ah V'Sha'ah, or just B'chol Sha'ah. Whether what's the function of Mishmash? According to Rabbi Yonah, the function of Mishmash was to perform it is?
The function of Mishmash was to Rabbi Yonah is once in a while you should keep it from.
So you don't think about Kalos Rosh.
Good, won't teach you Kalos Rosh versus according to the Rabbah, Mr. Lent is? So you're thinking about your phone all the time. We have said possibly that's the difference in not only in the function but also in the quantity of how often you're doing it. This was all the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Yonah. What did the Aruch HaShulchan add in for our third definition of Hesach Hadas? A third definition of Hesach Hadas? Mr. Schwartz. What was the third definition of Hesach Hadas according to the Aruch HaShulchan? Mr. Schmidt, what was the third definition of Hesach Hadas? Mr. Tracy, what was the third definition? What? Explain to me what you're talking about. Don't just throw out, terms. Explain to me what you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
Good. Go ahead. Yeah, Sammy. Meaning, so what did the Aruch HaShulchan say?
That if you're not able to be
so how, when I'm sleeping, let's just put it all together. When I'm sleeping,
So how
am I not, right? The Rosh had said, it's no problem. Explain to me now, according to all three opinions. At this point, why is there no problem with Pesach Hadas when I'm sleeping? The Gemara says, open and shut. Shia Sarayim allowed with film. Again, it's true, we have three prices afterwards. But at this point, why, according to all three opinions, am I not, there's not a problem? Mr. Siegel, tell me one reason why, if I'm sleeping, Shina Sarai, is there no problem of Hesach Hadas, let's say, according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Mr. Abraham, help him out.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're sleeping, then there's no kalos rosh to be had because you're not conscious.
What's his language? You're shocheach havayolam. He says that you're not thinking, you're escaping the world on a certain level. You're not thinking about things that are going to lead to kalos rosh, and therefore he says there's no problem. Good. How did we explain the Rambam?
No, got
one of two different ways. Well, it depends according to the Aruch HaShulchan.
He's going
to
remember.
Okay. Number one is.
He's going to remember he's wearing his tefillin.
How is he going to wear his tefillin? That's going to be the part about the covering. We'll get to that in a second. That's within the bright. But even before that, that's true also. What else?
The grid says that you're
Oh, Rav Salvechik explained according to the Rambam. When do you have a chiyuv according to the Rambam to be thinking about your tefillin all the time? It's only when
you're awake,
you're conscious, you're bar chiyuvah. How did Rav Salvechik explain the Rambam? How can I be learning Torah? How can I be learning Torah with my tefillin on? Forget about you, Rav, that's the other part. How about, where's the Hesach Hadas? What's the answer, Mr. Schwartz? What?
It's all godly thoughts.
Right, it's godly thoughts. The whole essence of tefillin is Shem Hashem. And we had said as what? Because this week's parsha, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, have a golden locator. What's Ki Shem Hashem Ekra? What does the Gemara Brachas teach me this is talking about? This is the source of Birchas HaTorah. The whole concept of Birchas HaTorah, when we're learning Torah nowadays, this year, it's not just to say that I finish a Shas and I'm going to start singing a song and everyone's going to hug me. It's because you're going to be able to see Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, to be able to learn Shem Hashem. That's what Birchas HaTorah is. Guess what tefillin is? V'ra'u kol me'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra lecha. It's not just flowery formulation of salvation. It's not just flowery. It's emes. We saw it also brought down in the Bir Halacha in the name of the Or Zeruah, who said the same exact idea, that it's the same Shem Hashem. That's one interpretation. What is the Aruch HaShulchan's interpretation? What is the definition of Hesach Hadas, Mr. Sammy? That's true, but I'm talking about what did the Aruch HaShulchan say? Can anybody read the Aruch HaShulchan for me? The third definition of Hesach Hadas, I see that people don't remember. Everyone look at the Aruch HaShulchan, please. What is the third definition of the Hesach Hadas? He had a problem, if you remember correctly. The other problem was, is how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam, who had said that once you're mistired, and in Daitom Yushev is Allah, does everyone remember this Aruch HaShulchan? Then Perak Dalar Halacha Yugimel. And he says, if what? If you're mitzvah, being died to you, Yushem is the love, what do you do? You're parted from tefillin. And he says, since when? That's not something, when are you mitzvah? Just because you're mitzvah, you're parted from tefillin? When do we see that? We explain the Rambam very simply, which is what? Because you can't focus all the time on tefillin. He explained, as we saw, that the Mishnah Berurah, this is what Sammy was talking about also, that within the Rambam, maybe you would say that the reason why you mitzvah here is because why? It would lead to Kalos Rosh, he said. He was Nidchak there. But then he comes with this third definition of Hesach Hadas. Anybody can read it for me? Explain to me, right. That's what Mr. Dresden had said the words, but now I want to explain what it means. Simchas Mitzvah. Read it for me inside the Aruch HaShulchan.
Is it the same letter before?
It's, I think
it's verse 12.
Where are you? Hopefully everyone's taking some good.
Which I read?
Sarah Khashoggi. What? Which one is over there? It's that one. What is that? Simcha Mas?
Not the top one. Same down. The top is that she's the second to last line.
Yeah? Tom Zeb Shita. Loud and clearly. Sima Chavchez Sif Gimel in the Aruch HaShoch. Go ahead.
Tom Zeb Shita. Kishan Hosea. 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 Kishan Hosea.
Good.
Al Zera. Kishan Hosea. Good.
A rich parrot.
A rich parrot.
Good.
Zera. Kishan Hosea. Kishan Hosea. Was that who?
I put on tefillin. What's the answer? Chlomar, look what he says. Good.
So
Hesach Hadas is the anti-Simcha Shomitz. Meaning you do not have that Simcha Shomitz in this case. And this is what the Gemara, this is what it said by Chavel. What do they have to do, Mr. Lent? The Avil has to be Liyasuli Daite. Klomar, last two lines. Lityashiv Da'ato, Shiloyev Batsvut Arbe, Kedei L'chavei Nibod Tzvillin, Shedei Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So he had said, the whole concept again, just like Rabbeinu Yonah, when we talk about the Kiyubira that we had said, that the Aruch HaShokot's definition of Hesach Hadas is the focus is on the Simcha Shomitz, like Mr. Dreyson said. Now we understand what he meant, right? The Begiyu, as opposed to the Rambam, which is very much more the Re'ada. I ask you to see today, just a little more, based on Mr. Schmidt's question, which is, what is the reason? First of all, again, just obviously we need probably another hour and 23 minutes to be able to finish our Chazar, where we started late, to give people enough time. But at least, within the halacha, are you allowed to wear, are you allowed to, this is a trick question. Are you allowed to sleep with your tefillin on Shina Sarai? Depends according to who, very good. According to Rabbi Yonah the Rosh, can you?
Yes.
Yes, the halacha you can. According to the Rambam,
no,
can you?
No.
Why not? Gufnaki, not because of that as a chadah. That's what we explained before. Because of Gufnaki. Now within that, he talks about what we know straight out, which is what? The whole idea of Machlokas, about the covering, what exactly is the case over there with the Shitas Rashi, the Tosas Ritter, the Tosas Rosh, and the Rambam and the Rashi's crazy case that is talking about Yashin Shitas Arai, and what? The tefillin's off, and we had said what's the Chiddush, that's Pashut, and we talked about the function of covering the tefillin, whether it's because of Kavod, the Chiddush of the Rambam, that says when you cover it on you, that that's okay. Therefore, you don't have the full kiyum of a Rahu Kome Haaretz, and maybe that's why you could sleep. What we talked about, two other very important pieces, because if I'm not mistaken, I'm running out of time. The number one, Mr. Schmidt had asked a question, very nice. If you read Kriyat Shema without tefillin, kiyum maybe you can check it out. Mr. Schmidt had asked, how about tzitzis? We say the same thing with tzitzis. I remember Schmidt, he doesn't remember asking this question. I remember him asking the question in Shir. He asked this question. Go back to the videotape. That's it. I think I gave you a lousy answer. But I think this is the, that's why I wanted to do tshuva. It's the tshuva season. What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the question? Do we say, what's the answer?
No.
No. Both the what? Where do we see that? We didn't see that. That was the extra sheet for today. Extra sheet for today where you saw in the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam, who clearly said it's specifically a din in. It's specifically a din in tefillin. It's a din in the Kabbalot of Shemayim in tefillin. But it says, is there any kiyum of Kabbalot of Shemayim? No. And therefore, by reading Kriya Shema without tzitzis, there is no chisaron. Soloveitchik pointed out
what?
So again, the theory that could be the issue. According to Rabbi Yonah, the chisaron in Kabbalah Tomah in the din of Kriya Shema is possible. Okay?
Something happens if you're
waiting for
a
burning garment. Also,
you're on
fire. Okay, that in itself is a machlokes, whether it's there upon in the race and these type of things. Okay? There is Rav Soloveitchik did add that there's a special din of wearing tzitzis of itu at the time of tefillah. So special kiyum, but that's not part of sugya right now. Then, we talked a little bit about sleeping during the day. I wanted to add one other piece. We had talked about sleeping during the day. We had a whole sugya there. And three different ways of understanding the Rambam. But whether it's us or Amidus Chasidus, whether sleeping is only to help you. We had brought down from the Shita of Aruch HaShulchan that it depends who you are, HaKol Ufiyah Adam. But then we also had said maybe the difference between a Talmud Chacham and other people, if you remember. And we said that sleeping on Shabbos, when the Medrash says Shiva B'Shabbos Ta'anu, it might depend. First of all, it might be that the reason why it says Shiva B'Shabbos Ta'anu is to teach the Daf on Shabbos is Mutter, but if you help that it's Usher, then that's why it has to come to teach me that. Now, it's not very clear. It doesn't seem to be that the Rambam holds that way. Why does the Rambam not hold that way? If you look at the Rambam, does the Rambam say that part of Ta'anu is sleeping? No, the Rambam only brings down the eating. And we saw the Yerushalmi also, that it said two different opinions of the purpose of Shabbos, whether it's eating and drinking or learning Torah. We had the Korban Eidah, which included the sleeping. The one thing I wanted to give you an article about a Medrash. The Medrash says that if I hold sleeping is not Ta'anu, so then what is the nature of sleeping on Shabbos? Somebody had told me at the beginning of the Sukkya that sleeping is Menucha. Very nice. Now, what is that? So I gave you an article here from Rabbi Nathan Lopez Cardoza that says, sleep as an awareness in Kodesh Medrash Rabbah. It talks about the greatness of man. Man is about the chasrei ma'at me'elokim. The man is a partner with Hashem, ba'yichu ha'shamayim ba'aretz. And the whole point of being able to how we recognize our lack of being a deity, of being finite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Medrash that what happens? We put sleep into man, they force man to go to sleep. So on a certain level, the sleeping on Shabbat is a manifestation of understanding that there is one God of the world. Of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This will lead me into my discussion, as much as we didn't finish the Chazar B'Chlal. But at least we touched on some important points. It leads into why do we have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. We have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Why not just skip right to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is great, right? So you ever do a couple of klops, it's happy. Slicha mechila v'kapara. What do I need Rosh Hashanah for? I know you can tell me the hockey and a nice some songs. It's great. But come on! Let's just go right to Yom Kippur and get the forgiveness. This one simple answer is that it's the same model that we see in the modern brachos. We see first you have to have Shema, and then you need to have Bayim Shema. That before you have to the Kabbalah to Om Mitzvot, first you need to what? Recognize that God. You need to recognize the Kabbalah to Om Mitzvot Shemayim. So to over here, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, as much as you still see people crying, and it's very much, it's a scary, it is Yom HaDin, but there's a level of Simcha, because you're recognizing and you're coronating the King on your personal life and also on the whole world. Comes Yom Kippur. Once you already know that, you know that idea, and you're able, coming to the end of Yom Kippur, and you're able to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rav Huttner, in one of his letters, explains why does Rashi bring down Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad from a pasuk in Tzvanya. Pasuk in Tzvanya that says that Oz Nafoch Kol HaAmin to be Safa Brura. That only then, in the eschatological era, at that point, that's when the whole world, right now it's only we, Am Yisrael, that sees Hashem Echad. It's only what? It's only the time of the Mashiach. That's when it's going to be Vaya Hashem Melech HaKol HaAretz. In one of his letters, why? Now quote that pasuk by Hashem. Why are you quoting it? Why is Rashi? There's tens of psukim that talks about in the future that everyone's going to recognize Hashem. Why dafka? The idea from Tzvanya, chapter 3, of Oz Nafoch Kol HaAmim, all the nations will be able to have a very clear language to recognize Hashem. And he explains that that pasuk is referring to the Dor HaPalaga. The Dor HaPalaga, what we call the Tower of Dispersion, the generation of dispersion. The idea of Vayichol HaAretz Safa Achat Udvarim Achadim. That many people want to say, okay, we're all the same. And we're all going to have the same language. We're all going together. And Hashem says, no. You have to want Misham Balal Sfat Koreinu. That what happens? What happens at the time of the Dora Palaga is that there's a certain level of confusion about what unity is. They have a confusion that they think only if you look the same, only if you speak the same, that's the only way that you're going to be able to make this world into one. And the whole point of what we just finished in Parsha Nitzavim, which is the Parsha right before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the opposite message like we had mentioned from the Nitziv. We have the Kafalim Har Kikikit as a nation of slaves coming together. That's one breed of being able to have that covenant with Hashem. But specifically right before it coming to Eretz Yisrael, Da'afka, the message is what? Rosh Hashem, Shiftei Shem, Zikmei Shem, everyone with their own koach to be able to come on to Yom Kippur and be able to know that it's not everyone being the same. It's being able that you're understanding you're part of Am Yisrael, that's the Yom HaKippurim. But it's also as an individual to be able to have your own different way, that you have your own different kippah, you have different shoes, you have your different smile, you have a different way of understanding things, but it's all coming together to be able to have that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What we're coming through this Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur experience, we came from a very universalistic part of Rosh Hashanah, and then through Rosh Hashanah, through this time period, we worked on our own individual idea of tshuva to be able to get closer to Hashem, to Yeshua Hashem b'imatzo, be'ezrat Hashem. That's what Rav Huttner was saying. As a tikkun of the chait of Dora Palaga, that they said we all have to be the same. We don't have to be the same. We have to learn what we learned last night, of being able to respect people's differences, putting the walls together. And with them, as we mentioned last night, in Yom HaKippurim, being able to understand that people are different, the quirks, as Mr. Aviv had said, to be able to respect each other for differences, at the same time really come together, not a fake unity, which a lot of people have this concept of achdut, and they throw around this word of achdut, and for them it's achdut, but it's not achidut, it's not the concept of uniformity. It's the idea of not conforming together, that it's only if you think like me, but being able to respect the difference. As Rat Hashem, we'll be able to come to Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha, Mechila, Kapara, to be able to have a Shana Tova together, and as individuals, families, with Hashem, that we should have a beautiful, beautiful Yom Kippurim. I will send it over. Yeah.